Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome to the Friday edition of the Eagle Hour, everybody. Bob Getty, I'm in the First Bank studio here in Hattiesburg. Luke Johnson is back with us. Glad to have Luke back on board. He's at the First Bank studio over in Laurel, and we've got a full show for everybody today. We're about to be joined by former Southern Miss cornerback and defensive player Collins Hess. Patrick McGee on the show today as well. Brad Smith, also Associate Athletic Director, joining us later. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We appreciate all their support of our program and the Southern Miss Athletic Program. It is a great place for you to enjoy dinner this weekend and a great place to cater your next event. All right, Luke, good to have you back.
Glad to be here, man. Been on the road, like, seems like this entire month. And when I got back in town, I brought the heat with me, Bob. So hope you got some air in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, no question. All right, our opening guest, Luke, was a defensive back for the Golden Eagles from 1984 to 1985. Collins Hess is no stranger to Golden Eagle football fans. He's here to report on the North Alabama Alumni Association appearance by new head coach Will Hall. But Collins, first, we're glad to have you on the show, and I have a question for you that I didn't plan on asking you. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, I got contacted last night by an old friend of yours, Lee Ramsey Smith.
Lee, great guy. Love yes. him to death.
He pointed out to me, and I had seen it, and that when he reminded me, there is a very famous picture hanging in 4th Street Bar and Grill of you playing for the Golden Eagles against the Auburn Tigers, and running down the field in this photo is the legendary running back Bo Jackson. And you are bent over in a position where the photo indicates you were about to lay Bo Jackson out flat of his back, pry the football from him, and humiliate the great running back. The question Lee wanted us to ask you, so you could tell all Southern Miss fans, is that how that played out? Did you put the great Bo Jackson on his back?
Angles can be deceptive when you're taking photographs. I believe I made the tackle. Even if I didn't, I'm pretty sure that I'm always going to say yes.
All right. So so the story is you did. You just gave him a lick that he remembered the rest of the day. Is that correct?
I wish. It was a fun game. He was obviously an amazing running back. But yes, let's just say pictures can be deceiving. It probably looks more menacing than it really was.
Well, he looked like he had fear in his eyes. Is that because he was looking at number 15 coming across the field?
Yes, exactly. I think that's exactly how the story ended up.
Also, Lee wanted me to ask you, and I think this was pretty cool, that you're one of triplets. Is that correct?
I am, just like Lee. Yeah, that's right. How we became friends, and my brother Sean and Greg, actually, they were at the event, and we had my wife was there, Leah, and Wayne and Margo, Stacy Busby. I'm going to drop some names as the head of our North Alabama Alumni Association. She does an amazing job. We had about over 80 people there. It was a packed house, so standing room only, really, and everybody was excited to hear what Will was going to tell us.
Well, tell us what you thought. Tell us what you heard and what your thoughts are about the new football coach.
Well, as Kelly knows, I can be a critic of Southern Miss and coaching hires. And my philosophy is things are wrong. I think we need to state them. And if we have an opinion, to make things better. You can't make things better without saying what your thoughts are. And the number one thing I got out of this was I am in. Will Hall is I'm so excited. I'm excited to be excited about football again. You can tell that he is from a coaching family. He reminds me a little bit of Todd Monken and the fact that he seems to get it. Now, I'm not from a coaching family, but everything he said had depth. He had a plan and a vision for his plan, as he said, with details.
Right. What was the message he delivered there?
You know, the exciting thing that I like to hear from him was he's the first coach, I think, that I've heard after Coach Bauer to actually say that he's going to win. And to get on board now, to enjoy the journey, because it's more fun getting there. And he said in 2 to 3 years, when we're 9-3 and 10-2, and we lose those two games by a few points, you're going to be on board and excited. He talked about winning and that he's going to win. I love that. I mean, it's coaching 101. You know, when you take, and I have my coaching and sports administration degree from Southern Miss, and when you take your 099 or, you know, 101 class in coaching, the first thing they talk about is goals. State your goals, and then state them publicly so you're held accountable. He's saying this with confidence, and I think that was the best thing about it. You know, the other thing he talked about, too, was not just winning, is how he's going to build it. His plan, he had a pyramid. It was funny when he started out, because he was saying that, oh, I have a PowerPoint, but somehow it's not working. And I thought to myself, and everybody kind of chuckled a little bit, but I think the thought in the process was, is what coach has a PowerPoint? I'm like, this is amazing. He's already starting out on the right foot. Right. He told it, you know, it's kind of speech writing 101. You tell us what you're going to tell us. You tell us, and then you tell us what you told us. And that's exactly what he did. He started out with, you know, who he is. He said, I'm going to tell you who I am and the successes I had. And he went through him from being a kid, his dad coaching, being one of the most successful coaches in the state of Mississippi in high school sports. And he talked about his success as a player, from being an All-American in junior college to being the Harlan Hill Trophy winner at North Alabama, which is a really good program there. And then his coaching successes. And, you know, he made a really neat comment that he wasn't saying it because he's bragging. He was saying it because he was telling us that he's going to be successful and that he has a background. And here's who he is. And this is him. And then it kind of morphed into, you know, somebody had a question later into the evening. What about your connections in Mississippi? Do you think that being a coach and a coach's son helps? And he talked about absolutely that he can make phone calls and talk to coaches in high school and make phone calls and talk to coaches in college. And he can do that in the state of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. He said he's never really recruited Panhandle and really hasn't recruited much in Louisiana, Tulane, of course. But he said he's going to get back to recruiting those main states, right? Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Panhandle of Florida. But his passion was, it was just, he had the whole room just shaking their head yes. Every time he'd say something like, that's what we need. That's what I want to hear. He's a really good speaker, and I think he could have talked for another hour.
Luke, get in here with Collins Hess.
Collins, you live out of state, and there was people there from out of state. What is the reaction, I guess, to we've talked to Mississippi people on this, but the very fact that he is signing almost exclusive Mississippi talent, that's a good thing. But kind of out of state, what's the perception of all this Mississippi talent that's coming to Hattiesburg?
You know, that's a great question. One of the things a lot of my friends here say in Alabama, I think we get more respect from outside the state of Mississippi than we do inside the state of Mississippi. And they love the way he's recruiting. They love the fact that he's keeping it, quote, local, right? As many kids as he can get from the state of Mississippi, as many kids as he can get from Louisiana, from Alabama, and the Panhandle of Florida. He has those relationships, so he doesn't have to work as hard, right? He's developed those relationships over the years. His dad's developed those relationships. So he's not working harder, he's working smarter. But and I'm not sure if I'm answering your question per se, but a lot of these guys love his enthusiasm here, and they love the fact that he's signed, is it 21 kids? He said he's got 21 commitments for next year. I don't know if that's ever happened. I don't know if that's ever happened from any coach, specifically a brand new one. I mean, I think it's incredible.
We only got about a minute left, Collins, and, okay. and just want to switch gears real quick. I was 2 years old when you played Ole Miss for the final time, and that was the last time that Ole Miss had ever played Southern Miss, and we give credit to Ole Miss building a pretty good dodgeball team against Southern Miss over the last several years and last several decades. How does it feel to be part of the last team that not only played Ole Miss but beat Ole Miss?
It was so long ago. I was telling a friend of mine, we're kind of talking football, and I said it's been so long ago, I don't even feel like I played football, just because you know, the game has changed a little bit. But, yeah, I enjoyed it, and I wish the rivalry would come back. And I think college football is going to change in that aspect. Is you're going to see a lot more regional instead of across the country for football games. I think conferences, as you guys know, what's happening right now, conferences are going to tighten up a little bit and become more of a regional. I know people think it may be different, but I think it'll become more regional, especially for Southern Miss and some of the programs here. The one last thing I want to say about Will Hall real quick is after he spoke, I went up and introduced myself and talked to him, and I said, hey, I'm really excited that you're our coach. And I said, I really believe what you're saying. And he said, great. He says, you're supposed to. I said, but for me, most importantly, is I believe that you believe what you're saying. And I think that's going to translate really well to the fans, specifically, and most importantly, the players. And he's going to win, and I think he's going to win big, and it's going to be next year.
All right, Collins, we really appreciate your input, and thank you very much for sharing that information with us on the Eagle Hour.
All right, great talking to you. To the top.
All right, Collins Hess, everybody. Patrick McGee, Biloxi Sun-Herald next.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. I want to thank Collins Hess for the first segment of the show and verifying that he is the man that put Bo Jackson flat of his back in that game that Saturday afternoon against the Auburn Tigers. I don't really think, Luke, anybody ever put Bo Jackson completely flat of his back. Is that probably a pretty accurate assessment?
He sure put some other guys on his back. And I understand the angle. I tried to tackle Chris Johnson from East Carolina one time, and if somebody would have taken the picture, kind of like what you were talking about with Collins, it looked like I would have laid Johnson out. But because he ran a 4.3, when I got to the angle point, he was already past me. So I completely understand angles.
Patrick McGee from the Biloxi Sun-Herald returns for a second appearance on the Eagle Hour this week. And, Patrick, we appreciate your time. We kind of ended our conversation Wednesday, and we don't have to spend, you know, an undue amount of time on this. But we talked a little bit to you about this last wave of COVID-19 with high school football right around the corner. I think 1,900 cases reported yesterday by the health department. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts, Patrick, of where do we stand here now, 2-3 weeks before the kickoff of high school football, and what would you anticipate seeing?
Well, I mean, just to kind of put it in context, we are at a serious point. I think there was one day this week, I think it was Tuesday, where just in one day they had 150 more people were hospitalized with COVID just in a single day. And it's you know, things are kind of headed in a scary direction, and you hope at some point things kind of slow down, but we're entering a stage of the year where, you know, more people are back in the office. You know, you'll have more kids in school. People are just going to be around each other much more. So that's kind of the big picture of things. But in terms of how it's going to impact high school football, I don't expect any really limitations at all on how things are going to be handled. Just from everything everybody's saying. I mean, it's when you talk about colleges, you have pretty much everybody saying you're going to be at 100% capacity, which is what I expect. Mm-hmm. And I would expect something similar for high schools. But I think the challenge is you know, how do these programs and teams adjust as they have outbreaks? Because there are going to be outbreaks. This Delta variant of COVID-19 is more contagious. I think they say it's 2.5 times more contagious, and it impacts younger people more than, say, previous the original strain of COVID. So it's going to be a challenge, especially on the high school level, where you have lower levels of immunity. I mean, they haven't been vaccinating these kids for much of the year. I know 12 and up, or I think it's 12 and up, are eligible for the vaccine, but a lot of these kids obviously haven't received the vaccine. So naturally, it's going to be an issue. All schools are kind of have to figure out how to manage as it happens, because right now there's no real guidelines that have changed. I think we expect everything to be wide open.
But you don't expect, like we saw last year, where the governor's imposing crowd restrictions and sideline restrictions and that sort of thing.
No, I don't expect that at all.
All right. Luke?
Patrick, if you talked about this earlier in the week, just forgive me and we'll move on, but I saw the article actually came out yesterday from you. Southern Miss kind of doing an incentive plan for students to be vaccinated.
Yeah, they're setting it's actually some pretty sweet deals. They're going to do a drawing each week. I think it's, I forget how many weeks. I don't have the story right here in front of me, but they're going to have five different incentives they give out each week. One of them's I think $4,000 for a semester in tuition, $300 in a bookstore. You get a free you can get a free parking decal, which is worth like $414. So Southern Miss is really trying to move forward and encourage the students to get vaccinated. It's been readily available on campus for a while now, but they're trying to get kids into the clinic there at USM to go ahead and get their vaccine. So over, if you want to keep kids in school and avoid outbreaks and having to avoid going remote, the best way to do it is to get the more people vaccinated, the more you're going to be able to avoid disruption. So obviously that's what Southern Miss is trying to do.
Right.
The biggest news out of that is that a parking decal at Southern Miss costs $414.
No kidding. I was about to ask you, did I hear that right, Patrick?
Yeah. I graduated from Southern Miss in 2001, and I don't ever really remember stressing over a parking decal. I didn't. Of course, I lived right off campus, so parking was, now that I remember, right, I never had to worry about parking. So, $414. That ain't cheap.
Man. Yeah.
That's how much I ran up in parking tickets a semester that the athletic department had to do something.
And that's 2 miles from the campus for the $413. I understand.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick, 36 days till September 4th, just over a week away from the guys coming in, and we've been seeing Will Hall make grounds. He was at the Neshoba County Fair with Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach, and we had Colin Hess on last segment talking about an event Will Hall did up in North Alabama. I mean, the excitement is real among Southern Miss fans. We haven't seen this much excitement in possibly since maybe the 2015 season with Todd Monken.
Yeah, well, leading into the season, I don't remember seeing that kind of enthusiasm. I mean, I think people are upbeat about that team, but I don't really think anybody caught on to that Southern Miss football team until they just, they went out to Texas State and won that game, and then they started kind of getting things going. I didn't really feel the momentum behind that team until the, really legitimate, hey, this is, things are changing, was that game at Louisiana Tech where you had a bunch of fans travel up there. But I really, in terms of leading into a season and seeing that enthusiasm and seeing people buying tickets, and now I don't have the numbers in front of me, I'm guessing they probably would have sold a few more tickets heading into Fedora's last season. But that's probably the last thing I would compare it to is, and obviously you do have occasionally a bump. I think maybe there was a bump going into Ellis Johnson's first year just because there's a first-year guy. I remember that East Carolina game. I actually wasn't at that game. There was that small window where I wasn't covering Southern Miss football after I'd started the Sun Herald. And I wasn't at the game, but it was the East Carolina game. I think it was Ellis Johnson's first home game. They had a really good crowd, and people showed up and saw it and went like, oh, my God.
This is not good.
We don't remember that, Patrick. We don't talk about that.
But it was, the last game I think I covered for the Hasburg American was the game at Nebraska, and I left thinking, what in blue blazes was that? We got a three quarterback rotation going, and that is just, things went south from there.
Right.
He didn't know either.
No, apparently. Patrick, earlier this month when we had Larry Fedora on the show, and then we brought you on, and you made a comment that I guess it had not occurred to me until you made that comment, but That really was the coach that brought the highest level of excitement, maybe in the last 25 or 30 years to the program, right?
Yeah, well, in football as we realize it, college football as we see it today. Yeah, Larry Fedora really put Southern Miss. There was a buzz. Even whenever they were 7-6, it was saying, man, they were so close to being 9-3 or 10-2. And of course, there were plenty of seasons like that back in the day. With Carmody or Collins or Bauer, they were so close to being so good. But I mean, when you bring in a DeAndre Brown, a 5-star guy, and that first staff that Fedora had that had Tony Hughes and Frank Wilson, I mean, you were bringing in dudes, that had legitimate SEC offers elsewhere, and things were kind of, there was really a lot to talk about, and people were enjoyed talking about Southern Miss football, and I think that was really kind of. Maybe the months following Fedora era, maybe there was some optimism for Ellis Johnson, but I just haven't felt that since Larry Fedora left. But I think there is a lot of optimism, and people are encouraged by what they're seeing, what Will Hall and his staff do in terms of recruiting.
What's going to have to happen early in the year for you to say, this is going to be big?
Like this season?
Yeah.
I mean, beating South Alabama.
That'd be a start, wouldn't it, Patrick?
Yeah, that would be. You got to get past. I mean, I hate to be the cliche, give you some coach cliches, but it's going to be a week by week thing. I'm to beat South Alabama, good. They're supposed to beat South Alabama on a consistent basis, and yet and you're going to beat Grambling, you're going to beat Troy, hopefully, if you're Southern Miss, and then you go to Alabama. So really, I think the consistent, whether we'll find out something's different or special about this team is right about the game at Rice. I expect Rice to be pretty good. I think at that point we'll have a pretty good idea what this team is capable of.
Well, going into Alabama 3-0 would not be a bad thing.
No, I mean, that's obviously, that would be a very good thing.
Right.
If they beat Troy and South Alabama, that would be a sure sign that things are going right.
Right.
If something happened at Alabama and the world turned upside down, Will Hall would be hired away the game after that. So let's just go ahead and lose and keep him for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, let's not get carried away, right, Patrick?
No, let's not. Let's not have that discussion.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you coming back and sharing your thoughts with us about stuff this Friday, and we'll look forward to having you back on the show in the middle of next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Patrick McGee, everybody, sports editor of the Biloxi Sun-Herald, the professor, as we like to call him, and the best sports writer in the state of Mississippi. Just how well are ticket sales going? We're going to ask Associate Athletic Director Brad Smith that next. Stay with us on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Back on a hot Friday. Stay cool today. Appreciate you joining us on the Eagle Hour. Luke Johnson, Bob Getty from the First Bank Studios in Hattiesburg. And Laurel 4th Street Bar and Grill brings us the third segment of the Eagle Hour every single day. Not only is Catfish Friday today, but it's Mississippi farm-raised catfish that they serve at 4th Street. And if you missed out today, you could have got Hush Puppy slaw fries and a drink with that Mississippi farm-raised fried catfish. Bob Getty approved. As always, 4th Street, the place to go for an $8.95 lunch. And did you say, Bob, that the Collins Hess picture with Bo Jackson is at 4th Street?
That's correct. That's what I was told last night, yes. And I remembered seeing it after Lee Ramsey Smith let me know. But, yes, and that's more famous than ever, of course.
Absolutely. Brad Smith joins us. He's the Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Operations at Southern Miss. And, Brad, we were talking last segment just about how the excitement is real around Will Hall as he's kind of making a tour around the Southeast right now, Southern Miss fans in different places, and you guys in the athletic department, specifically the ticket office, have seen really the fruits of this excitement that Coach Hall and his new staff have brought.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, happy Gold Gold Friday. I know you were mentioning all those, so I want to go ahead and throw that in there as well. Hope everybody's got their gold on today. But, yeah, a lot of positive momentum here within the athletic department, and Coach Hall is definitely spearheading that. You know, last night we had a football 101 event here at the Touchdown Terrace, but Coach Hall had also been at the Neshoba County Fair that day. So my point is he's been all over the state, really all over the region, promoting Southern Miss football, and we're fired up for that, definitely.
Tell us about season ticket sales. Bob and you and I were talking. It just seems like you guys had made an announcement a couple weeks ago. Word got out that, you know, in several years we have new season ticket holders, but at the same time the number is far greater than what we've seen the last several years.
Yeah, we've got positive momentum with that as well. Season tickets are going fast. You know, last week, you know, we announced we had a little over 1,700 new season ticket buyers. The largest number we've had in the past 5 years. And today, just over a week, we're at a little over 2,100 new season ticket buyers. So just a little over a week, it's about 400 to 500 new season tickets. So as we're getting closer to the season, I just continue to see us breaking records and numbers continue to increase and doing all that. So we're really excited that Southern Miss fans, our alumni, people, football fans in the region too, are excited that about Southern Miss football.
And, you know, Brad, I want to give credit to everybody. We had Coach Ankar on the show this week, the new strength and conditioning coach. And, you know, you spend about 5 minutes around that guy, and he has you pretty fired up. I mean, we've had every member of the football staff on the show since they came here. And I know Luke agrees with me. After every interview, we just all shook our heads and went, wow. You know, the enthusiasm is contagious. And I just think it credits due to every member of the football staff. I'm sure you agree with that.
Yeah, you know, they're living by the mantra, you know, it's attitude is everything, right? So you've got to be able to live that 24/7, and they're doing that. And they are a very exciting group, a bunch of energy, a bunch of enthusiasm. And, you have to have that as you kind of get ready to kick off football season. And that kind of permeates not only with the football staff but within the athletic department as well, with the athletic staff, with our ticket staff, to the marketing department. So all of us are really excited about it. And, you know, that's music to my ears, right, because we're always trying to sell and promote the brand. And whenever you have the coaches out there doing that for you as well, working in unison, it's a great thing.
No question. Okay, if you will, share with us just some general ideas of some promotions and different things that the school might be working on for the football season.
Yeah, you know, a lot of things we're really working on are student-centered promotions, too. You know, last year, and I hate to even talk about last year, but it was what it was. And so the students really, you know, didn't get to come out to a lot of the games last year, neither did a lot of fans. But so this year we're putting a lot of focus and time and energy in trying to get our students back re-engaged at football games, because you know that once they're there, that's a different level of energy and atmosphere once they're there, too. So you know, it all starts with something through the school, and we're working in conjunction with the university and our student affairs and just everybody on campus with the Golden Eagle Welcome Week. You know, they've had that for years, but it kind of kicks off with one of my favorite longstanding traditions is the painting of the Eagle Walk. You know, that's August 17th. I still think that's one of the best traditions in the country. It gives the freshmen an opportunity to paint the Eagle Walk and kind of kick off everything with that. And then there's several other things that we're doing as well. We're the students are actually being moved over to Spirit Park as part of an advanced and revamped tailgating area over there as we continue to kind of push some new ideas and new things over there. And with that being said, on Friday, August 20th, prior to students coming back, or first day of classes anyway, we're doing Friday night at Spirit Park. It used to be at the district, right? But now we're moving it over to Spirit Park to kind of get them used to being over there. And, you know, full band, marching band, the Pride will be out there, music, food trucks, you name it, pep rally, Coach Hall will be out there, speak to all the students, just kind of get them fired up. And we'll be doing that every Friday night during football season. And then one other thing that we're going to be doing to try to get the students back is a new event that we've never tried, to my knowledge, but we're calling it the Screaming Eagles. It's basically going to be a student-centered cheer practice the Friday night prior to the home opener on September the 10th. So we'll have all the students in there, let them run through the tunnel, teach them cheers, practice, and all that kind of stuff, and have the full marching band there, and just kind of go through all the game day traditions, show them the intro video. You know, we may even have some thunder sticks there. I know that's a huge point of contention on social media. So, and unfurl a banner and all that kind of stuff. So just trying to get them engaged with that. And then, of course, on game day, we're looking for everybody on September 11th is against Grambling State at 6 o'clock is a gold out, of course. That's our traditional thing. We're having a flyover with that. It's also it's the 20th year anniversary of 9/11. So we're doing some different things to honor police and military and our first responders with that event as well. So it's going to be a fun day out there on Saturday, September the 11th.
On a real serious note, last year was a terrible year for everybody, certainly financially. Schools like Southern Miss, well, every school, but schools like Southern Miss were hard hit because you just weren't allowed to have anybody in the stands. So football ticket sales are always important, but isn't it fair to say, Brad, that this may be as important a year as we've seen in many, many years for Southern Miss alumni and fans to step up and buy tickets to support the football program?
Absolutely. If we want to position ourselves to be the best way that we can possibly be, and there's no better way to do that but to purchase your season tickets for any sport, but primarily for football as well. Give to the Eagle Club. I can't say it enough. Go out and buy the merchandise, buy the apparel, the gold and black apparel. Make sure you're doing all that. A lot of that money and royalties goes back to the athletic department and the university, too. We're doing something as well. A new kickoff is called Pledge Per Win. It's a campaign through the Eagle Club where you can invest in wins. So you can pledge an X amount of dollars and invest in the wins. So a lot of that money will go back to support our student athletes with scholarships all through the Eagle Club. So it's just very important to do that. I always kind of use the analogy that Southern Miss football season tickets is kind of like buying Amazon stock way back in 1997. It was like $18 a share, and now our initial public offering now is $99 for a season ticket. So
wow.
you just kind of think about that. So I think just jump on board, jump on the bandwagon. Coach Hall has got us rocking, and we're ready for it.
Well, finally, Brad, Kelly's not here today, but I feel sure in that promotion that he would be okay me stepping up on his behalf and sending in his personal pledge. So can you forward that information to me today? And Kelly will step up, I can tell you, in a big way, and we will pledge a lot of Kelly's money on behalf of the Eagle Club.
Mark it down. I've got you. I'm calling you right when we're done with this.
There's actually, on the Pledge Per Win site on the SouthernMiss.com website, Bob, there's actually you can pledge 10 per win, 25 per win. You can pledge $500 or even 1,000 per win. And then they actually have under the 1,000 mark, they have Kelly Sanders. So you can actually pledge as Kelly would, which has to be more than $1,000 per win. But Brad, it's a great way, and it's a way for it causes us to look at that schedule and say, I can pledge more, but the university is going to get more, and it's going to be exciting. I think we are the most overlooked team right now in Conference USA. People picking us to finish fourth or fifth. This Will Hall-led team is going to have a much better season than that.
That's kind of, we thrive off being the underdog, right? So, and lots of times we have to prove our grit and determination sometimes. So, and I believe 100% we'll be able to get back to that. I know I'm a big believer in Coach Hall. And by the increase in season tickets, it seems like our fans and alums are big believers as well. So we're really looking forward to it. And again, if you can, pledge per win today. Go on SouthernMiss.com. All the information is on there. If you don't want to do that, by all means, purchase your football season tickets. We're asking for 6 Saturdays for the year. There's 52 weeks in the year, right? So we're just asking for 6 Saturdays this year. So jump on board with us.
Thank you, Brad. We appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you.
Brad Smith, everybody, Senior Associate Athletic Director, Southern Miss. We'll wrap up the week right after this.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Fourth segment brought to you by DBAT, D1 Training. They're on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. DBATHattiesburg.com. So I appreciate their support. All of our sponsors, as well as our studio sponsor, First Bank. They've been with you in Mississippi for over 100 years. They've been with us since the very beginning of the Eagle Hour, the home of the Perfect 10, Reggie Collier. You'll see them out on Highway 98 in Hattiesburg and across the Magnolia State. Luke Johnson, Bob Getty from the First Bank Studios in Laurel and Hattiesburg. Appreciate Brad Smith, the Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Operations. Just a reminder, you can go to southernmiss.com and click on Pledge Per Win, where basically you're just committing however many wins the Golden Eagles get this year. You will donate a certain amount to the Eagle Club and be able to help student-athletes, help the university and the athletic department. And pretty exciting. I mean, that would be a fun way to give money as Coach Hall and his team roll up wins throughout the season. Baseball, a couple of announcements for Southern Miss Baseball yesterday. The baseball team was honored by the American Baseball Coaches Association. They recognized Southern Miss with a 2020 through 2021 Team Academic Excellence Award. What that means is that programs that have a higher GPA than 3.0 on a 4.0 scale are recognized. Golden Eagles had a 3.171 as a team. So congratulations. Of course, I think all of our pitching staff contributed to that, who had higher GPAs than they did our ERAs. Another really cool announcement for Southern Miss Baseball from Summerall High School, Cross Sively has committed to sign with Southern Miss. The left-hander, I watched him shut Wes Jones down late in the season. He is he's committed to Southern Miss, struck out 128 batters this past season. So, Bob, you always like it, those local kids, and that's one of the reasons that Southern Miss faithful come out to watch in Pete Taylor Park, because we have so many local kids. But across Sively from Summerall, and Kelly can talk about him later, and of course when we get to baseball season. But for Summerall this year, he was 8-3 with a .96 ERA, started 12 games, struck out 128, and only walked 26 and 80 innings of work. So, good kid, really good breaking pitch. So that's exciting for Southern Miss baseball. Bob, it's going to be a good show next week, or several good shows next week. Got a lot of good guests coming on the Eagle Hour.
Right, Monday, basketball coach Shea Ladner joins us. They're winding up, may have already wound up summer workouts. So we're looking forward to talking to Coach Ladner about what's in store for basketball. We're thinking in terms of only football, but of course basketball will be underway in about 90 days, or maybe just a little more. So Coach Jay Ladner on the show Monday. Thursday, former wide receiver and legendary high school coach Neville Barr returns to the Eagle Hour, and I'll get the date nailed down Monday, but we definitely have a commitment from a former outstanding wide receiver and former Philadelphia Eagle Todd Pinkston. He'll be on the show as well. And just talked Lee to our buddy Jack Duggan, and he told me that we're going to have a couple of football coaches on the show next week as camp gets underway at the end of next week. So we're going to talk a lot of Southern Miss football next week, Southern Miss basketball, and the great Todd Pinkston on the show, who was a Super Bowl touchdown catch guy and was a big-time NFL receiver for several years with Philadelphia, and of course was teamed up with Sherrod Gideon in what may have been the best 1-2 wide receiver punch in Southern Miss football history.
Absolutely, and Lee Roberts on this show, of course, as talented as he was, he would tell you, in order to deflect off of himself, that it was his receivers that made him so good. But, man, those were two special ones. I'm excited about talking to Coach Ladner just to talk this chemistry. You know, Heath Hinton told us a couple weeks ago about some of the chemistry with the new guys, and last year it seemed as if it took a while for that chemistry to kick in, and seems like they're maybe a little ahead of schedule. But talking to him about guys like, Isaiah Moore and Waylon Napper, particularly with Napper, because I think he has come in and he is exactly what this program needed for Tay Hardy to shift over to the two and for Waylon Napper to be able to take over the point. Also, next week, I'm going to be out the Little League World Series. I'm going to be out with the Eagle Hour, the Little League World Series coming to the Free State of Jones, and I'll be out to Sportsplex next week, and we'll be talking about that. Always cool. I was riding in on Highway 84 yesterday going towards the Sportsplex, and there's these signs that say, welcome South Carolina, welcome Arkansas, welcome Florida. There's probably about eight states that are going to be represented next week. The Eagle Hour will be live out there.
How cool is that you're having the Little League World Series there in Laurel, Luke?
They had a home run derby yesterday. And I think a kid won. He had like 10 bombs or something, but they were, there was some stuff on Facebook about that. And there's actually, if people haven't been out to the Sportsplex, they just built an additional, I think it's 4 fields behind where you go now. And it's state of the art, and we'll be out there live next week checking all that out with the Eagle Hour.
All right, we're going to be busy next week. We hope you'll join us every day at 1 o'clock. We certainly enjoy talking Southern Miss sports with our listening audience around the state. Until Monday, we hope you have a happy and safe weekend. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly to the sea, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the world on mission.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.